smile, the number of mistakes I make from quick decisions are no more than that made and drawn out of procrastination. Quick decisions makes things go and creates confidence. A very interesting idea, huh? This is God Unlimited, University of Healing, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University here, with instant illumination. This is a long baby here. Smile. The number of mistakes I make from quick decisions are no more than that made and drawn out of procrastination. Quick decisions make things go and creates confidence. You're driving down the road and you see something that needs a quick decision. Now, there is a sort of box in the middle of your lane. Now, if you pull to the right or to the left, you can hit somebody. And if you pull to the right or to the left and nobody is there, you could roll your vehicle. Because a quick turn caused it to roll over. And that has happened. You wonder how an accident happens right in the middle of nowhere, that is, in the middle of the city, where there is nothing there to create the accident. Well, it's because of someone's quick, unpracticed decision. Now, you all laugh at me. And you say, ha, 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 Herb, ha, ha, ha. He drives the golf carts like a crazy man, you know. And he does this and he does that. And if you all would drive the golf carts more rapidly, with less procrastination, you would find that it's easy to drive. But you drive so slowly and so indecisive that you make a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes. You get flat tires, you get all sorts of problems with the vehicles because you are just driving so slow that whatever is there is ready to join you and get into your vehicle. But when I drive along, people ride with me and they hold on. And we go zippity-doo through the hills and through the park here, no more than 15 miles an hour. But it makes some people say, oh my goodness, we're going so fast.
You really feel every bit of movement.
Yes, you feel every movement, yes. Now, Dorothea Zimmerman, one of our new students, she's 87 years old, lovely lady. And she comes down here and rides with me in the golf cart. She says, oh my God, you drive so fast. Oh my God, you drive so fast. And then you go with her just one moment in her little red Jeep. And she comes to the traffic lanes and the freeways and zoom, zoom, zoom. She's out and going. She drives perfectly. She drives alert. She drives on top of it. She drives wonderfully. It scares the living daylights out of you because you don't think she can drive perfectly. Now, she thinks she can drive perfectly and she drives perfectly. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You don't think so, and so for you, you live in terror of something that's not going to happen, fortunately. Now, the more we live in confidence of ourselves from our driving or anything else that we do, the more assured we're going to be, and the happy we're going to be with what we're doing. And the more procrastination that we give to something, the more difficult it becomes for us. Now, we do this to ourselves, and why do we do this to ourselves? We do this to ourselves because we don't believe in ourselves. Now, Ingeborg, when you get into a car, do you expect that that car is going to turn when you turn the steering wheel? Do you expect that the car is going to stop when you put on the brakes? Do you expect that the car is going to go when you put it in gear and give it gas? Do you expect that the car headlights are going to go on when you need them? That the horn is going to honk when you choose to honk, you know? Now, do you have any doubt about that? No. You just expect that. That's what you expect. But there are people who have doubt. And these people who have doubt, they have problems. Now, the problems may not be in their getting somewhere, but the problems will be in their enjoying the journey. Please follow that. So often we are worry warts. So often we have problems thinking, oh dear, this is so tough and rough and round and about. And yet, what is the saying? When you are driving, everything's okay. When someone else is driving, then you worry. No. You should give the same confidence you have to yourself and to your own driving to someone else. And see everyone drive beautifully. Now, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? You can get killed. Now, do you want to get killed?
No.
Then don't put that in your mind. Don't put that in your thought. Do you want to get hurt?
No.
Don't put that in your thought. And you want to have problems?
No.
Then don't put that in your thought. You are the creator of your world, and if you move decisively with confidence, doing the things you're doing, you're giving it your full attention. Do you think I can drive these twisty, windy trails that we have here without giving it my full attention? What happens when my attention is withdrawn for a minute? I miss the turn, you know? And when you are driving rapidly, normally, when you are driving enjoyably, I like that word better, when you are driving enjoyably, you must keep your attention on what you do. And somebody will say, oh, look at the rabbit over there. Oh, look at the dog. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. And then you don't pay any attention to it. And they say, how come you didn't look when I asked you to look? I was driving. Well, you should be able to look and drive at the same time. All right. You drive and I'll look. You know? You drive and I'll look. I don't mind. I don't mind anybody else driving at all. And I just will sit back and relax and enjoy it. Because I place that person in my pure white light of love. I surround them with my pure white light of love. I see them doing everything in divine right order. I see everything beautiful. What's their statement for our cars? I am the pure white light of love. I place this car.
I
surround this car.
All my ways are pleasant.
All its ways are peace and all its paths.
Do it again. Beautiful. Do it again.
I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness.
I believe she's got it. Now, I put that on the conference, but it whistles in here when I have it on conference. Mm-hmm. But it does pick you up very well. Mm-hmm. So, when I give you that chance, you know, I mean, you don't get a chance to get on stage every day, constantly, you know. You could, but you don't. You see, people who are decisive are people that are nice to be around. Because people who are decisive, you can depend on them. You know what they're going to do. And when Mother says, we're going to a party, we know what that means? We are going to a party. She is going to make a casserole to take along. She is going to make sure that all of us are dressed up properly. She's going to make sure that the house is ready for us to leave. She's going to make sure that the dinner is ready for supper. The supper is ready for dinner. The food is ready for dinner. And she's going to make sure that all those things are in order. And when she leaves the house, everything is in order. There's no problem. Now, my dad always gave my mom a hard time in driving because he drove all the time and she never got to drive. And so he was in a condition he couldn't drive and she had to drive for him. So he had difficulty because he would sit there on the right side and he would have his cane and he'd be pointing to this and pointing to that, you know, out the windshield. And she'd say, Herb, you're going to knock that windshield out with that cane. Be careful, you know. And he would say, do this, do that. And why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And she wouldn't answer. She didn't answer at all. When she was driving, she was absolutely quiet and within herself. She was a master. And when they got to where they were going, he said, why didn't you pay attention to me? What? She said, oh, did you say something? You know? Look, if you don't want to listen to me when I'm driving, you know, when you're driving, you better not drive. Well, she said, then who do you want to drive? See, they were living in the North Woods, and it was just the two of them. And she had a gentle way of making a point. And she made these points very well, but she was decisive. She was determined how she did things, and she never had accidents. I don't remember ever riding with her on the freeways or something like that. because she always wanted me to drive. But I don't know that she's ever had a problem with the car, ever anything, because it always was in perfect condition. She had it taken care of properly. She loved the car, remember? And she always did good things with it.
I don't remember her driving. I just remember her.
And she always did good things as she was driving and doing great things. If you remember, then offer a complimentary comment. But if you don't remember it, shut up, because you're not helping my talk here. You know what I mean?
Only you can say.
Now the woman that I have just said shut up to has married me back in 51, and had my child, our child, in 53, and we've been hanging out around with each other all these years, on and off, just having a good relationship. And here she is visiting at the monastery, and I ask her a few questions in reminiscing, and all she has to do is say, oh, you're right, Herb. But she doesn't want to do that, because she is a person who is absolutely honest. And when she drives, I don't know, how many years did you drive? You never had an accident either, did you?
No.
See how she remembers that? See how she remembers that? She didn't have an accident. And how many tickets did you have? I won't ask her.
None?
None. My goodness sakes, and she drove she drove a long time. She didn't drive like crazy. She drove a long time. And in California on the freeways, right? Uh-huh. In fact, she says she went to Los Angeles one time, and she went into the depths of Los Angeles, in the depths of the freeway, trying not knowing where she was going. But she got there, and she says, and it was a perfect trip. And then she asked the people how to get out of the city, and they didn't know. And so she just headed south and ended up out of the city. But she just believed in herself, had confidence in herself, and drove very well. Now, how have you done with all of your husbands?
All your husbands.
You only had one, right?
And the best.
You're very wise. You're very wise. I only had one wife, and I'm very wise. But you see, this is a beautiful thing about liking yourself and being decisive. Living whatever values are most important to you, and being firm and being strong with them. Smile. The number of mistakes I make from quick decisions are no more than the ones that are drawn from procrastination. Quick decisions make things go and create confidence. Think about that. We create confidence in ourselves when we move decisively, when we move confidently. Does the boss move confidently?
Of course.
Does the employee move confidently? Maybe. A good employee moves confidently. He knows his job. But what happens when a good employee is next to the boss? Then he's not sure of himself, even though he's sure of himself. And we should always be sure of ourselves, always move with confidence in whatever we do, because we won't make mistakes. We will do good and beautiful things, but we won't make mistakes. And we'll just have a wonderful life, because that's what life is all about, having a wonderful life. It's been a joy talking to you today and sharing this instant illumination. Please come back again tomorrow, same time, same station, and I'll be here to share good thoughts in a good way. Tomorrow I won't. I'll be on my way up to Santa Margarita with Faith, taking her to visit our son, and then we're going out to Santa Cruz. Until I come back, nobody's going to care about you except me.
Oh,
but I love you.
Okay.
I love you. I love you.